Hey, it's Huber right here on 100.7 The Bay, and I have on the phone Donna. Now, how do you say your last name?
Crivello.
Donna Crivello, and she's one of the proprietors of Cosima Restaurant in the beautiful Mill Number 1 building. As you can see, when you're taking 83 South, it's got the cool neon sign, and to me, they are one of the anchors of the city restaurants and that building in particular with Cosima.
Okay, right. I am the culinary or the sort of the concept director. Cosima was my grandmother. So you know, when we first were approached by the owner of the building, he said, I have this space that would be fantastic for an Italian restaurant. And at the time, you know, I had Donna's across Keys. And we came down and we looked at it, and Judy Golding, who is the owner, just sort of fell in love with the space, as did I. And we worked on a menu, and I said, you know, this is the time to do a Southern Italian Sicilian menu. You know, my grandmother was Sicilian, and my mother's family was from Naples. And so we put together a menu, and this was over 5 years ago, and we kind of went back and forth on a name, and Judy and I kind of thought about it, and she said, what was your grandmother's name? I said, it was Cosima. And she said, well, that sounds great. Why don't we call it Cosima? So, you know, we're sort of inspired by, you know, the rustic, homey food, but kind of bringing it up a couple of notches. And you know, it was our own interpretation of sort of some of those classic Italian home-cooked meals that we all had.
That's so awesome. So when you say, just like grandmother used to make, you mean it almost literally now. The reason we're speaking now is because of the hardships brought on to your restaurant personally and the restaurant industry now because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the restrictions put in place. And what an awesome pivot that is, though, you know, a way to keep the lights on and the doors open and still comply with the rules. What else are you guys doing to kind of keep, you know, keep the thing running during this time?
Well, what we're doing, of course, like most people, we're doing the best we can to get our food in a format for takeout, which I think is working pretty well. We have just a few people here, and we're cooking everything from the menu, and people are calling in and coming to pick it up, or we're using the you know, the services that people use for delivering food. And besides that, we're also doing something called the Cosima Bottega. I don't know if you happen to see that on our website, but you can order pizza kits and take the dough home, our own dough with sauces and toppings, and, you know, you and your family can make your own pizza for dinner.
Now, that's an awesome idea. A great thing to do while we're all, you know, kind of inside, not going out as much, and still a great way to support a local business. What a fantastic idea.
Yeah, and we do it also with some chicken dinners and pastas. And I also make fresh bread, and people can come in or they can order bread. In fact, we have some orders this week for breads and pastries and other things that are on our menu, as well as for the holidays.
That is awesome. I'm glad to hear that. And I love hearing, you know, we've been doing this with a bunch of different restaurants and all of the ideas. Restaurateurs are some of the most creative people you'll ever meet. And the fact that you guys are able to pivot like this and come up with ways to keep the staff employed and keep your lights on and doing all the things you're doing has been remarkable. Now, I love to eat. You could tell by looking at me if we were in not on the radio. But and I grew up on a farm. I love fresh vegetables. I love to garden. And whenever I talk to somebody who I know makes great Italian food, I ask the same question. When you make sauce, what is your thoughts on sugar in the sauce? Because this is a very polarizing topic.
Well, it is. Some people do put sugar in the sauce, but I don't. I let it cook down and taste it. And, you know, it sort of becomes richer as you slow cook the tomatoes. I think it brings out a sweetness in the tomatoes. Do you put sugar in yours?
So I did as a kid, but as I've gotten better at growing tomatoes and using better ingredients and stuff, I do not anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everybody has their own recipe, and, you know, there are people who will give you their recipe, and they may not even give you all the,
right, all the
ingredients,
detail.
You know, because I know I had aunts like that as well. But we have we make big batches of our marinara here, and we have some great people here cooking. In fact, I think sous chef Josh has a big pot on right now. Mm. And and we have a little garden outside too. And we're going to be, one of the things I wanted to say, if I may,
of course,
is that we're going to be, you know, traditionally, we've always done Christmas Eve dinner, the Feast of the Seven Fishes. I've had it when I was a kid, and I used to do it for friends and family. And now that we have the restaurant, we've been doing it here every year. And, of course, now this year we're going to do it as carryout. We also are incorporating some other foods in there for people who don't like fish. But it's available for pickup the day before or on the day of Christmas Eve.
And that is such an awesome tradition. My ex-in-laws were Italian, and some of my favorite Christmas Eve celebrations were at their grandparents' house and doing that exact Feast of the Seven Fishes. It is an awesome tradition, and what an awesome thing to offer to the public this year.
Yes.
Well, Donna, thank you so much for your time. Oh, anything else you need really the 100.7 The Bay listeners know before I let you go?
We appreciate everyone who calls and comes by and gets gift certificates for Cosima and supports all the local restaurants in their neighborhood, because I think that's the only way we're going to survive and stay healthy and do whatever we can to get through this.
Donna, you're absolutely right. I appreciate your time, and we're going to do as much as we can here to give a mouthpiece and a platform for your restaurant owners and proprietors like yourself to reach out and get their message out and let people know what they can do to help. And we're happy to do that and happy to have you on the air with us today.
Well, thank you so much. We all here at Cosima truly appreciate this. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Donna.
Have a great holiday.
You have a fantastic holiday if I don't talk to you sooner. And if you need anything from us, please don't hesitate to reach out.
We will. Thank you.